When you think of a classroom, you might not envision graffiti adorning the walls with a DJ spinning Public Enemy or Lauryn Hill, but this is just one way a hip-hop classroom might feel. Dr. Bettina Love is a professor at the University of Georgia. She's developed hip-hop curricula for elementary school students. Now she's creating curricula for middle and high schoolers as part of her Nazir Jones Fellowship at Harvard University. Producer Gabby Watts spoke with Bettina while she was home in Atlanta. They started with hip-hop education's origins.
You know, in the 90s, people were just bringing hip-hop into the classroom. There was no name for it yet. Individuals just knew that I have these students, they're deeply embedded in hip-hop culture, they love hip-hop culture, let's bring it into the classroom. So then you get a cadre of researchers. You know, someone that is very dear to Atlanta was Asa Hillard. And Asa Hillard was an unbelievable educational psychologist, and he did unbelievable work looking at Black genius and really thinking about what it means to have an African spirit and have an African identity in the U.S. culture for Black and brown kids. And he would always, and he was my mentor. And so I studied under Asa Hillard at Georgia State, and he was just great of thinking about how do young kids produce their culture in the classrooms. And he always said, you know, hip-hop is one of those ways. And at that time, you started to have a body of work that was really coming out around hip-hop-based education. But it was really, the foundation is on the work of Gloria Ladson-Billings, who does work on culturally relevant pedagogy, thinking about matching students' culture with the classroom. And then if you think of hip-hop as culture, then you'll see that it's organically and naturally infused in the classroom. But more than just this idea that kids can rap. Like, kids can rap, kids can dance, kids can learn their history. From 2000 on, you've just seen a proliferation of research that not only says hip-hop in the classroom works, but is also saying that hip-hop in the classroom is able to repair so many things. Not only teaching kids about who they are and showing them how smart they are, but now we're talking about healing practices through hip-hop education. We're talking about DJs and how they sample in hip-hop education. So you're just seeing so many strands of hip-hop education and why it's so important that we meet kids where they are, but also that we teach kids their culture in very powerful and profound ways.
And so when you look at a classroom where, you know, you might have traditional classroom practices of students sitting at desks using textbooks or, you know, listening to their teachers speak, when you would look at a classroom that's dedicated to hip-hop ed, what would be some differences that you would see?
So first of all, when I think about hip-hop education, the first thing is classroom management, right? If you're talking about a classroom that is deeply embedded in, within hip-hop culture, kids are not raising their hands. Kids are organically speaking and feeling each other. You know, this social and emotional intelligence that comes with hip-hop, just like a cipher. Like, if you're in a hip-hop cipher, how do you know when to rap? You don't raise your hand. You don't say, oh, I would like to rap third from the right. You just know when to go. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of educators. So just let the classroom go. The classroom should be active. It should be loud. I like to call it just like, I mean, we're in Atlanta. It should be organized noise. And then that teacher should see themselves as an ambassador, as an MC, as someone navigating the culture, as someone helping students navigate through just not only a lesson about math, but linking that to life, to the stories of life, to understand capitalism. You know, if you understand math and you can start to understand capitalism, how these things go. And so one thing about hip hop that has always been so important is that hip hop has always been about social commentary. It's always given individuals ideas and analysis and understandings about what's going on in the world. And I think that's what a hip hop classroom for me does, is help kids understand and navigate the world just beyond what the textbook says. It should be deeply embedded in not only their culture, but their everyday realities. And hip hop as a culture and as a musical genre has always done that. And hip hop classrooms should be doing the same.
And so if you have a math class or a science class, for example, how would you teach, you know, like chemistry, or how would you teach addition, or how would you teach entropy? You know, how would you sort of teach those sorts of concepts in a hip hop lens?
So for instance, let's take physics, right? So you take something like physics and you bring a B-boy or a B-girl in. And through their dance, you can start to think about momentum, force, velocity. You can measure all of those things. You bring a DJ in, you can start to talk about sound energy. We also can think about kinetic energy. So all of these things that are deeply embedded in what we would say education, you can measure these things and tie these things to hip hop. So the goal is for students to understand that your culture does not have to be detached from schooling. Your culture is actually doing some very amazing things around these core academic subjects.
And it seems also that not only showing how your culture is relevant and it is connected to subjects in school, it's also a sense of place, like literally the place that you come from, your city. And when we were talking previously, you were saying how civic engagement and activism is a very important part of hip hop ed. So, for example, how does an activist in Atlanta apply to what you might try to teach?
So Atlanta is the home, right? One of the homes of activism when we think about an hotbed of the civil rights movement. We also understand that through the fifth element of hip hop is knowledge of self. And knowledge of self is knowing who you are, knowing your community, studying your community to better your community. That is so much wrapped around this ideas of participatory democracy. That is so much wrapped around the ideas of Black feminism. And so how do we now help students understand that through the elements of hip hop, understanding all the elements from fashion to DJing, b-boying, MCing, all the elements of hip hop, street knowledge, you take all those things and then you apply those things about how do you better your community. That's deeply embedded in this idea of civics.
And so you've been able to apply the hip hop ed and curriculum that you've developed at the Candezzi School. Mm-hmm. So could you talk a little bit about that school? Because it seems that they teach in a very interesting way.
Right. So Candezzi is a magical place. Candezzi has been around since 2008, 2009. And we focus on individualized instruction, small classrooms, 6 to 8 students per classroom. And we have amazing teachers. My wife is one. And we are just a school focused on helping students understand who they are, their greatness in the classroom, and trying to not only meet students where they are, but then take them somewhere else. And deeply embedded in thinking about their community, deeply embedded in thinking about issues of justice, and always trying to push kids to expand their knowledge beyond just the classroom. And I think Candezzi has just been a wonderful place to have my hip hop classroom. My hip hop program is called Real Talk, Hip Hop Education for Social Justice. And it's just a great fit at Candezzi because Candezzi as a whole is really about changing how we think and view education.
And so far you've been working with elementary school students. But now you're at Harvard doing research to develop more curricula for middle and high schoolers. So do you see any challenges so far of introducing this sort of thought later in life for, you know, kids who don't get it when they're starting at 5, 6 years old?
So, you know, I did my dissertation research in Atlanta, Georgia, really focused on youth from ages 14 to 18 years old. And that experience made me want to go back into an elementary and really think about how do we do this with young kids. But I also think there are developmental stages when we start to think about the issues that are impacting African American and brown folks in this country right now. And so if we think about every 28 hours, a person of color is shot by a police officer or a vigilante, when do we start having that conversation? And I want a civics education that is ready for students to develop mentally to have those conversations. And I think middle school, high school is a great place to start. And so the civics ed that I'm working on now is called Get Free, Hip Hop Civics Education. It's really trying to take those issues, tackle those issues, using the civic sensibilities that African Americans in this country have always used. And so I would argue that Black folks in this country have always pushed democracy. And we've actually shown this country how to do democracy. And I think if you look at hip hop is the next iteration of civics education. And so I want to pair that so students understand that who they are as Black and brown people has never been detached from issues of justice, issues of liberty, issues of citizenship. We've always been fighting for those issues. And now you see it with something like Black Lives Matter.
And so with hip hop ed, it's obviously something that's very empowering for students, and it's, you know, reflecting in your culture. How do you think hip hop ed should be incorporated to schools that have, you know, primarily white students?
So if hip hop is culture, then just like you would learn about Asian culture. You will learn about Russian culture. You should learn about hip-hop culture. Hip-hop is part of American culture, just like blues, just like jazz. And so I don't think this is something that is only for African-American kids. I think this is something for all kids because we are talking about a rich culture that has traditions, sensibilities, and roots. And so if it is a real culture, which I would argue that it is with anybody, then it should be taught in any school. And so what I would tell people is that, you know, oh, well, we don't have African-American kids, so we don't need to teach hip hop. Well, you go to some of the top universities in the country. You go to Cornell. You go to Harvard. They have hip hop institutions. So they understand that this is not just a musical genre. This is culture. And this is something that is penetrating the entire globe. You can't go anywhere on God's green earth and not have hip-hop culture there. And so if it's something that is that global, why wouldn't you want to teach it? Why wouldn't you want to show the roots of it?
Well, Dr. Bettina Love, thank you so much for coming in and talking about hip-hop ed.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.